In a little toy neighborhood, a tiny trolley rolls past a house at the end of a street. Welcome to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Today, Mr. Rogers talks about making mistakes. Now we're inside a real house. When Mr. Rogers walks in and starts to sing, he'll hold up his empty hands and smile. Then he'll hang up his gray sport coat and put on a green zipper front sweater and a pair of blue sneakers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, television neighbor. We're together again. Do you know what I brought for you today?
He points to his head.
Some of the best things I could give you. Some thoughts. Yeah. We've been thinking a lot about poetry. And so I thought, what is a little poem that makes me think of you? I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now, I take care of you. That's what I was thinking about you as I was walking along. And, of course, that poem was the beginning of a song that I wrote. And the song, you know, is I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. And I'm far from perfect. I'm not a perfect singer. I'm not a perfect anything. But I can still take good care. Yeah. I'm going to make a telephone call right now because Chef Brockett has a folk singer by the name of Andy Holliner over at his bakery these days. And he sings songs with children. And I'm just going to see if this is a good time. Hello? Is Chef Brockett there? Thank you. I want to see if this is a good time to come over. I'd like to hear that. Dawn? It's Fred. I wondered if it was a good time to come over. Fine. All right. We'll be over in just a minute. Very good. Bye-bye. I'd like you to hear them sing, too. So, let's just go to Brockett's Bakery.
Mr. Rogers smiles at us and goes out the door. In the toy neighborhood, we go down a street to a shop made of yellow bricks. Inside a real shop, children and grown-ups look at shelves and cases full of baking goods.
Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers enters and greets some people on their way out.
Hi, how are you all today?
One customer has a guitar.
Andy?
They shake hands.
Hi, Fred. It's good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Andy Holliner.
Hello.
Chef Brockett said you'd be here. Where are the children?
Well, we'll be starting in the side room there as soon as the children settle in.
Oh, good. Do I have time to go back and see the chef?
Sure. We have a minute or two.
Good. See you a little later.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Mr. Rogers sees a clerk in an apron.
Back here. Oh, buenos dias, Señor Pinto.
Buenos dias, Señor Rogers. ¿Cómo está?
Gracias. Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
Bien, gracias.
Chef Brockett, ¿dónde está Chef Brockett?
En la cocina.
In the kitchen?
Sí.
In la cocina. Is it okay if I go back?
Sí.
Thank you. Hey, Don.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Okay, I really like your cocina.
Well, right now, I don't think
He shakes his head.
What's wrong?
I wanted to make some whipped cream to put on these fruit treats for the children.
Some whipped cream?
Yeah, and see, I'll tell you what I did. The way to make it right is you need to have cream that's very, very cold. Mm-hmm. And a bowl that's perfectly clean. And I don't think this cream was cold enough. So it's not hardening. It's
the watery cream drips off the chef's whisk.
Boy, it looks like it's turning into butter.
Right. So,
that true?
The whisk is like a wand with long wire loops.
It's fun to do.
Yeah.
But I bet you're disappointed.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll be okay. I have the cream here. I'll start. I'll save this for some cookie batter. And you go out and listen to the children.
And you don't want me to help you?
No, I'll be okay. It'll work out. Okay?
All right, see you out there.
I'll see you out there later.
Now Andy and some kids sit in a circle.
Thank you.
They pretend to pull on the horse's reins.
Oh, she'll be driving six big horses when she comes.
Oh,
she'll be driving six big horses. She'll be driving six big horses. She'll be driving six big horses when she comes.
Mr. Rogers joins them.
Oh, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes.
Hi, babe. Oh, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes.
The kids wave.
Oh, we'll all go out to meet her. Yeah, we'll all go out to greet her. Oh, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. Here she comes.
As Andy plays,
she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Here she comes now.
Here she comes.
You all make good train sounds and singing sounds. Yes.
Would you like to join us in one of our favorite songs?
Sure would.
It's a song called This Little Light of Mine.
This Little Light of Mine.
Hey, have you ever thought about how lucky we are to be able to take a breath of air without even thinking about it? And that our hearts are pumping blood through our bodies we don't even have to think about? So many things going on inside us all the time that keep us alive and we don't even have to think about it. Well, there's one thing that's going on that I think is the most amazing, and that's the spirit that we have. Mm-hmm. That's our energy. And I can see it in all of you right now. You know where I see it?
Nah,
I see it right in the middle of your eyes. I see that light. I'm looking at Kenny, right in the middle of your eyes. Kenny, I see that bright light. I see that good spirit of yours. Look in my eyes. Can you see it?
Kenny nods at Andy.
All right. Well, right now, why don't we turn to a friend, and we'll look in each other's eyes. Look right in the middle.
Mr. Rogers and a boy with glasses.
Right in the middle there. You see that bright light?
Eyes.
Can you see that bright light? Who can see it? Yeah. Well, that's your magic light. That's showing your spirit. Yeah. And if you're with a friend, or if you're with your mom or your pop, and they're not feeling so good, just shine that magic light right into their eyes. You'll make them feel better. Yeah. So we got to keep our magic light shining. Shine them out there. And make other people feel good. And then they'll shine their lights back at us, and they'll make us feel even better. Yeah. Let's keep those magic lights shining. Let's sing about it.
Ready to sing?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. The neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
You're gonna hide it under a bush?
No!
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush?
No!
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush?
No!
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it
shine,
let it shine. And no one's gonna push it out, I'm gonna let it shine. No one's gonna it out, I'm gonna let it
shine. No one's gonna it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Here we go, clap your hands.
Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
One more time.
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine.
Oh, you sing that so well.
Oh, look how bright our lights are now. Yeah.
I see them right in your eyes.
Boy, that sounded good from in the kitchen, I'll tell you.
They're shining their bright light, Chef Brockett. How's your whipped cream?
Oh, it's just the way I wanted it.
Oh, great. So you knew how to do it after all.
Right.
Chef Brockett had a disappointment. He was making whipped cream, and it didn't whip right. And so then he tried again, and he made it just right this time. Is that for their treat?
Yeah, it's going to be for the treat. Hey, Andy, maybe I could hear some more singing, huh?
Sure.
Fred, can you stay and have some treat with us?
I'm afraid I can't. But I'll come back again another time.
Okay.
Be with all of you bright lights. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
See you,
bye, Chef Brockett.
A little bit more music. I like that, huh?
In the toy neighborhood, we move down the street over the neighborhood trolley's tracks. We go to Mr. Rogers' house. In the living room, he smiles at us.
Do you notice the light in other people's eyes? I think it's fun to look for it. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Trolley.
He sits by trolley's tracks, and trolley rolls out.
Let's make believe that this is the time that Audrey Duck is going to say her poem for the king and everyone else. And X the Owl will have his book ready to give to Audrey. And Mr. Skunk will come and be very careful not to get frightened so he won't have to spray his smell. Of course, King Friday really likes it when he has planned some big thing like the poetry reading gala so that he can make a speech. Ready? Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Trolley rolls into a tunnel and comes out in the neighborhood of Make-Believe. Miss Polificate and Handyman Nagri decorate the castle with streamers.
Oh, of course you do, Trolley. Here.
Miss Polificate puts a paper wreath and stars on the top.
You have a real artistic touch, Miss B.
Oh, I've always loved to decorate, ever since I was a little girl.
The king likes to put on a big show, doesn't he?
Yes, and Audrey Duck told me her poem is such a little one.
King Friday's sure it's something great.
What if it only lasts a few seconds?
We'll see.
The puppet King Friday looks out from the balcony.
Assembled gala helpers, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I'm looking for Audrey.
I'm right here, King Friday.
No, the other Audrey, the one who's reading her poem today. They found her, you know.
Oh, yes, she was with Anna Platypus.
She was probably just nervous, thinking about performing for a king.
She told me she was afraid because her poem is so small.
There are no small poems, only small poets. Perhaps I shall say that in my opening speech. Incidentally, what color are her feathers?
Whose feathers, King Friday?
Audrey's, of course. She's a kind of bird, a fowl, chicken or something like that.
Oh, yes, she's a white duck.
Very good. I'll put that in my speech, too.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, Mr. Skunk, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Are you still planning to attend the poetry reading?
Yes.
Are you sure you won't get frightened and spray your smell again?
I'll try not to.
Would it help you if you and I stayed close the whole time?
You mean right in your arms?
Wherever you like.
Oh, that would help a lot.
Well, that's where you'll be then.
How soon will you be ready to begin, Handyman?
In about 4, Your Majesty.
Very well. I will have the trumpeters sound the almost ready.
Hi, friends.
Oh, hi, Mr. Aver.
Here are the rest of the posters.
Oh, good.
They have Audrey Duck's face on them.
I can put one over there.
And one can go here.
How about one over here?
That's a good idea.
All right.
And I think it's time now for you to come into my arms, Mr. Skunk.
Okay.
Before anything more startling happens.
Right.
She takes him in her arms.
Oh, I'm glad we did it then.
Me too.
What was that fanfare?
Oh, that was just the almost ready X.
X the owl.
And it didn't even frighten Mr. Skunk.
I'm glad of that. Well, I've got my book present for Audrey Duck. Here it is.
Red bones hold the pages
That's
together.
It's
beautiful, X.
Oh, I worked a long time on it. Do you think she'll like it?
I know I like it.
Oh, good.
Audrey Duck.
Am I late?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, no, that was just the almost ready that you heard.
Oh, well, this is what the king wanted, I guess.
I think you're going to do just fine, Audrey Duck.
Thanks, X.
Anyway, I'd like you to have what I made for you because I hurt your feelings and because I like you. Mr. Aver will show it to you, and I made it. I really did.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's
I'm
wonderful.
Glad you like it.
I do.
Would you read it to her, Mr. Aver?
Oh, I'd be honored.
Show her the pictures and all.
Okay. A poem by Audrey Duck.
That's my name.
The first page shows X's treehouse and a rainbow.
It's been a very special day.
Did you do those drawings?
Yeah, is that the way it starts?
Uh-huh.
With feelings that were sad and glad.
I'm crying in that one.
I know.
But now we know for sure these things. That owls are owls.
That looks like you.
Yes.
And ducks are ducks.
That looks like me.
Looking in the water.
And queens are queens.
That's it.
And kings are kings.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
Oh, you mean you really like it?
Oh, I do. You must have worked a long time on it.
I did. I sure hope there aren't any mistakes in it.
Well, I like it just the way it is. And I like you just the way you are, X.
But I'm not perfect. You know that for sure.
Well, nobody's perfect. And anyway, I can still like you. Even if you did hurt my feelings one time.
Yeah.
In fact, when I see this book of my poem, I'm not so scared about reading that little thing at this big affair.
That's the nicest thing you could have said to me, Audrey Duck.
Really?
Oh, here comes the king.
Lady Evelyn joins the group at the castle.
Assembled poetry reading lovers, I presume?
Correct as usual.
This is a most auspicious occasion. I suggest another fanfare because
Audrey
it is so.
To Lady
my poem is not a great poem.
Oh, but the king is most interested in his part of this occasion. That's the way it usually is with him. You watch and see. His speech will be the thing that he remembers most.
Is everyone prepared?
Yes,
King
Friday.
It is your king who will introduce this wonderful occasion. You may show your appreciation for that fact.
Oh.
Very good, yes. Ladies and gentlemen and assorted beasts, it gives me great pleasure. Oh, just a moment. Is our famous poet here?
I'm here, King Friday.
Very good. We shall now begin. We'll begin with applause. Yes. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen and assorted beasts, it gives me great pleasure to inaugurate this very special occasion. This moment in time when your king, King Friday the 13th, and his friends and acquaintances gather together to ask the eternal question, what is the meaning of life? Which is, of course, what we always ask whenever we gather together in our serious frame of mind, which is, of course, the most appropriate frame of mind for the castle of such a caring monarch as reigns in this particular neighborhood.
I do see. His speech is 100 times longer than my poetry reading.
He likes to hear himself talk.
And so, with all that is in our hearts and intellect, I hereby announce that the poetry reading gala will begin. The main event of this gala is the reading of an original epic poem of extraordinary proportions. The only thing I know about this superb poem is that it ends up with talk of queens and kings. And of course, that is reason enough for it to be highlighted as it is this day, at this time, in this neighborhood, and at this castle. How fitting that the poet of this poem should be with us today to read it to us. And now I present to you the one and only, our supremely talented poet and friend of your king, Ms. Audrey Goose.
Audrey Goose?
Oh, her name is Audrey Duck, King Friday.
Both a goose and a duck have white feathers, but it so happens that our poet is a duck. Consequently, her name is Audrey Duck. And now I present to you our one and only Ms. Audrey Duck.
Thank you. It's been a very special day, with feelings that were sad and glad. But now we know for sure these things, that owls are owls, and ducks are ducks, and queens are queens, and kings are kings. Thank you.
That's it?
Well, I told you it was a little poem, King Friday.
Nonsense. It was the perfect length. It was a perfect poem. I found it just the proper length after my fine introduction. Applause again for our poet, Audrey Duck.
Thank you.
And I didn't get frightened once.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Mr. Skunk.
See, everybody makes mistakes sometimes.
Well, you know, a duck and a goose both can have white feathers.
I couldn't believe my daddy called her a goose.
Yes, Cousin Tuesday. Well, everyone makes mistakes.
And thanks, everybody, for all your help.
Did I miss it?
It's all over, Catalion.
Oh, no.
Well, you can have some refreshments, and then I'll read it to you all for yourself when we get home.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry, Audrey.
Well, everybody makes mistakes once in a while.
That is absolutely so.
Trolley rolls alongside the castle and stops.
It all worked out, Trolley.
Handyman Negri has a prolific smile at Trolley. Miss Prolific takes the paper wreath off and waves goodbye. Trolley rolls into the tunnel, then comes out in the living room and rolls past Mr. Rogers.
The king was so busy thinking about how important his speech was that he forgot Audrey's last name. But that let everybody see that even kings can make mistakes. In fact, everybody makes mistakes once in a while. Everybody.
In the kitchen, Mr. Rogers feeds the fish. He sprinkles food on the water in the tank.
I like to take care of you, fish.
Mr. Rogers looks at us.
And I like to think of all kinds of people taking care.
Now a daddy gently puts his baby into a safety car seat in the back of his car. He carefully pulls the straps over the baby's shoulders, then buckles the straps to hold his child safe and sound. At a swing set, a grandpa in a winter coat holds onto the back of his granddaughter's swing. He counts as he moves her back and forth. The little girl and her grandfather smile at each other. In a library, a little girl with blonde hair and barrettes takes a book off a table. She gives it to an older boy in a wheelchair, then sits next to him. The book is by Dr. Seuss. It's called, Did I Ever Tell You How Lucky You Are? The older boy turns to the first page. The girl smiles, and her friend begins to read to her. Now a mommy stands beside her young daughter in bed. She leans over, and they kiss each other goodnight. As the girl's mommy turns off the lamp beside her, the girl rubs her eyes. In a classroom, a teacher sits beside a girl's desk and helps the girl with her work. Her sweater has the name Megan on it. The teacher smiles as she writes in a workbook with a pencil. Now in the middle of a street, a crossing guard holds her hands up in traffic. When it is safe, five children cross in front of her. She smiles at them. Outside, three brothers get ready to go sledding. One puts the littlest boy on the sled. The other sits on the sled with the little one and holds him tight. The oldest brother pulls them for a ride. In a kitchen, a grandmother and granddaughter make chocolate chip cookies. The girl holds a spoon in each hand. The grandmother helps her scoop up dough, then put bite-sized blobs on the cookie sheet. The girl smiles. Now Mr. Rogers smiles at us.
You may want to think about the people who love you and take care of you, even though you do make mistakes once in a while, even though they do too.
Now Mr. Rogers sits on the bench by the front door. He looks at us with a twinkle in his eyes.
It's such a good feeling to know that people can love us, even when we're not perfect. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day.
He snaps his fingers.
It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back. When the week is new,
at the closet,
and
Mr.
I'll
Rogers
have
hangs
more
up his sweater
ideas
and puts on his sport
for
coat.
You, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each day a special day by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
He waves and goes out the door. Credits, program number 1580. Executive producer Fred Rogers. Producer Margaret Whitmer. Director Paul Miley. Music director John Costa. Neighbors Chuck Aber, Betty Ireland, Don Brockett, Andy Hollander, Susan Lynn, Lenny Milladoundry, Carol Miller, Joe Negri, David Newell, Sergio Pinto, Audrey Roth, Bob Trow, and Andre Watts. Copyright 1987 Family Communications. This program was described by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Matthew Lane, read by Francis Kelly. Major funding provided by the U.S. Department of Education. For more about DBS, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.